Now, I'm delighted to say that joining me on the line for his monthly slot is Mel Shanley from Quantum Life. Good morning to you, Mel.
Good morning. And as February comes to an end, God, where did the first 2 months go? The quicker the better, says everybody.
Do you know what? But is it at this stage? Because time is just melting into one at this stage.
I know. Isn't it brilliant in one hand and kind of worrying in the other hand? So roll on June and July. I think that's looking across the water at the UK. It looks like June and July seems to be when we might start getting our lives back a bit.
Here's hoping. Now, speaking of the last 12 months, 18 months nearly at this stage, it's been a very worrying time for people financially, and particularly people worrying about their pensions. What is the situation now, Mel, with people who haven't been able to pay into a pension for the last 12 months?
Well, I suppose, look, there's a couple of things to look at here. Lost ground and trying to make up lost ground, I don't think people should be worried about that. Okay, people have maybe lost their jobs or have certainly been on the sidelines on the COVID. Hopefully their jobs will reopen again shortly, and then those of them that were in pension schemes within the workplace can start to kick those off again. And look, I don't think you should be worrying about what has happened in the past and, you know, I've missed 12 months pension payments and all that concern. I mean, look, there's nothing anybody can do about it. So when those jobs open up again and when those employments recommence, it would be just try and get back to where you were before and go on from there. I think what's happening, and one of the things I wanted to mention today was that we spoke some time before, probably in the last few years, about lost or frozen pensions. Okay, so there would be tens of millions. I mean, just to remind people, there's probably in excess of 500 billion euros. Now, I have to repeat that, 500 billion euros in both public and private pension funds in this country. For such a small little country, it's an eye-watering amount of money, right? And inside in that eye-watering amount of money, there are tens of millions of euros that remain unclaimed in pension funds, okay? So what I mean by that is that we have found, and we find regularly, that people, you know, switch employments quite often and people are left go and people move on. And, you know, we spoke before about lifers in Irish society, people that went into a job and stayed there for life and did 40 years. And we know that that doesn't happen anymore. And typically, somebody stays in an employment for typically about 7 years. And then they move on to the next challenge and whatever. But in most instances, there was a pension of some description attached to that employment. Now, some people are after getting very wise to this, and they take their pension with them. But, you know, when people are looking around at the moment, a lot of people are at home. They're looking at documentation. They're looking back over years, particularly self-employed people, of, you know, where they worked prior to be setting up as a self-employed person. And you just might find an old pension pot someplace from some previous employment. And just to give people that little glimmer of hope that are struggling financially at the moment and wondering how, you know, they're going to get back into the human race, basically, is what some people are thinking when things do open up again. And now I know there are grants and there are great supports from the government and some of them are working, but of course, in most instances, it's not going to be enough to save some people from very difficult financial situations. So the message we want to send out this morning is that there are, not for everybody, but there are certainly many, many, many thousands of unclaimed or forgotten about pensions someplace within the ether of the Irish pension system. And it's just a case of starting to scratch your head and rack your brains and try to remember, oh yeah, I worked in such and such a place for 5 or 6 years and I remember that was back in the 80s and I was in such and such a place. And next minute you'll realise that, hang on a second, I think I might have a pension or two that I didn't really forget about them, but I thought that I wouldn't be able to get at them or access to them until age 65 or pension retirement age. So here's my punchline, or one of my punchlines, is that with most occupational pension schemes or company schemes, with certain conditions, you can access the fund from age 50 onwards. Okay, so look, there just may be, for some people, there just may be some funds there someplace that they might be able to access that might be able to help, alleviate a lot of the pressures and burdens and worries that are kind of going through everybody's mind on a daily basis.
How do people go about, Mel, actually finding out if they have these pensions?
Okay, so I suppose unless, I don't want to be flippant, but unless you've amnesia or you've lost your memory, you'll probably, even for somebody that has many occupations, you'd probably have a fair idea of where you worked in your lifetime. Now, I'm not talking about old people. I'm talking about people maybe in their 40s and 50s and early 60s that might have had several employments in their lifetime. So if you can remember, right, where you worked, that's a start, right? And if you talk to your advisor, your accountant, or your broker or whatever, they should be able to do what they call an LOA search, a letter of authority search. And that's a very, very simple thing where, you know, if it was my client, Joe Soap would sign a letter of authority for Mel Shanley in Quantum Life that would allow me to do a search within the Irish financial system. Now, there's a little bit of work in it, but look, with emailing and scanning and stuff like that, I mean, you're not breaking rocks with a sledgehammer. It's not hard labour. It's quite a fairly straightforward administrative process that we would do, and we would do it regularly. So we would go off and we would do a search and see Joe Soap, date of birth, 2nd of the 10th, 1965, PPS number XYZ, previous known addresses, and we would send off that search to multiple financial institutions, banks, billing societies, insurance companies, pension trustees, you name it. We would do a clean sweep of the whole industry, and if there's anything there to be found, we will find it. You know, so it's quite simple. Now you possibly be able to do that yourself. And look, people that are at home and have access to good broadband and printing and scanning and whatever, I mean, knock yourself out. Get thinking. Get your typewriter out or your printer out. Print off a letter of authority signed by yourself, allowing any inquiry to be made, and any institution has to. Once it's signed and it's a verifiable signature, they have to divulge the information to you, you know. So, being a little bit cynical, you know, sometimes the financial institutions don't go out of their way to notify people, by the way, you have €5,785 here in a dormant account or a paid-up policy or a paid up pension or whatever it might be. You know, they do with the known address, send out annual statements. But if you happen to move house or something, I mean, well, that's the end of that if there's no forwarding address. So, you know, there is a bit to it, but as I said, it's not a massively onerous task. It's something that, you know, can quite easily, so, you know, do it yourself by all means. If not, talk to your advisors, your accountants or whatever, and they'll be able to track and trace, you know, anything that might be outstanding there, paid up or forgotten about or lost or. And look, there might be nothing turn up, Linda, but then again, you might be lucky. I mean, we're constantly finding, you know, even on a small scale, we found a pension there last week for €7,640 for somebody. And look, that's a lot of money if you don't have it, right? And in this current climate, it just triggered the topic of conversation this morning that, you know, €7,640 might be the difference between somebody, you know, losing their marbles and staying with the program and staying positive and, you know, having that little extra financial cushion to be able to, you know, get those little bills out of the way and stay going and stay positive until this economy opens up again. So that's the message we're driving home today.
What happens, Mel, if there's somebody listening to this now and their partner has died, their spouse has died, or somebody, a brother, sister, mother, father, whatever it may be? Are they in a position to be able to search for pensions that these people may have had?
Absolutely. And that's really important that you brought that up, because, you know, again, with these lost or frozen pensions in particular, and life assurance policies and unclaimed life assurance policies, you know, there are tens of millions of euros of unclaimed monies there. Like, it's frightening, the amount of unclaimed money. I'll tell you where we find a lot of older pensions would be the likes of the old cooperatives, the likes of, you know, like Dairy Gold, Waterford Foods, Glanby, you know, Mitchellstown. I'm just thinking about ones that are relevant to the East Cork, West Waterford, South Tipperary area. And what you'd find is, you know, Johnny worked in the co-op for 10 years and then he left and he went off and he set up his own business and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he contributed to a company pension there, let's say, for 10 years. And the rules of that pension were, when Johnny reached 65, him or his estate or spouse or next of kin or whatever would receive a particular, whatever the rules of the pension were, a sum of money, okay? But of course, if Johnny dies, and let's say, for example, over that, in, you know, those intervening years, let's say those people move house, okay? There really is, like, the insurance companies aren't going to send out private detectives to see where did Johnny's family go. They will send, you know, documentation out to the known postal addresses. And if there's no forwarding address, well, then in most cases, that's a lot of where the unclaimed policy, the accumulation of unclaimed policies, that's where it all stems from, that kind of thing. So what would normally happen would, when Johnny would have reached retirement age, dead or alive, it would have triggered a retirement payment of some description, and that would go to the family. But if the family had lost contact, or if, you know, the address was changed or they'd moved on, you know, it's so, look, I can't emphasize it enough. It's, you really, for such a small country like Ireland, there is, you know, as I said earlier, an eye-watering amount of money unclaimed sitting there.
Yeah, and as we always say, it is a case of reach out, pick up the phone and ask somebody, and get the ball rolling. If you feel that you might be one of these people that might have a frozen pension somewhere, pick up the phone, make a phone call and get the ball rolling. Mel, as always, it's been a pleasure.
No problem.
I will chat to you again in March.
And hopefully the winter storms and the COVID storm will have gone another bit. And we might be looking at the shorts and the T-shirts possibly, and a bit of the outdoor entertaining in the back garden. Who knows?
Listen, stranger things have happened, haven't they? Mel Janley, Quantum Life, thanks a million for joining me.
Thank you.